Well, you know, after the flight home and so forth, an opportunity to watch the game, I think the things that continue to be the important parts of winning games in the NFL, turnovers, explosive plays, rushing, third down, and special teams always play such an important part in the game, and you have to win those areas. And yesterday, obviously, in the turnover thing, turnover margin, we weren't very good. We got back into it in the fourth quarter, made some plays that mattered. But that was not a strength yesterday. We gave away the ball, and our turnovers on offense were critical, and they'll hurt us. Thought running the football, we continue to do a better job. We got to keep working hard at it, keep creating space and movement and so forth, better perimeter blocking. Better opportunities all the way around. Third down has continued to become, you've got to keep working hard at it. It's become a strength. We've got to stay after it and keep the execution level up. And then special teams, you know, not ever have a hiccup or a relax or whatever. You know, we're pretty good there yesterday. We could kickoff return. We have a lot of work to do. We can do better at that. And then we have to eliminate any penalties whatsoever in the kicking game. So, I thought going back and summing it up, you know, that's kind of, you know, about how we did things yesterday.
Just any update on Pierman? Where he's at?
No, they put him in, you know, they obviously right away they put him with an ankle sprain in the boot. So we'll see, you know, maybe I'll know more. I don't know any other things other than this morning at 10 o'clock. It's my last update.
Mo was still slated for surgery today?
I think Mo is having surgery as we speak.
What do you think about the performance of the receivers that, you know, had to step up in Mo's absence?
Well, I think we got to, you know, we have to do continue to do better in every way. You know, we have a ball go off our hands for an interception. We can't have that. And we've got to make sure we play with great energy and so forth all the way through. But we have to do a better job. You know, I think in our passing game has to continue to improve. I mean, regardless of not anything relationship to Mo or anything, I just think all the way around, you know, we need to continue to do better.
Speak to your red zone defense again being strong yesterday.
Well, we did you know, we were fortunate to keep them off the board from a touchdown. And but we, you know, as coaches, we're still not happy with some of the things that our execution of things wasn't as good as it needed to be, and we have to work hard at that. And really, we're at a good point because we have to finish this season, and we've got four games to go, and we have an opportunity to continue on what our goals are, but we have to play a lot better in all three areas, so we're able to, you know, kind of. Shake the cobwebs a little bit, you know, and break up the glee club because we got to do better. Wasn't good enough yesterday in a lot of areas, and we have to play better. We have to rush the quarterback better. We have to play better in tackling on defense, in offense. We have to continue. We can't have turnovers. We have to do better execution. We can't have the untimely penalties. And then special teams, really the same thing. We got to just be more consistent, not have penalties that set us backwards. We know if we get opportunities to return balls, we're going to make positive plays. So don't take that play away from us.
What do you mean by breaking up the
team? Well, everybody's happy, you know, everybody's patting them on their backs about what they're doing. Well, we haven't done anything. You know, we just got back to even, and now we got to move forward. These last four are what counts.
The fact that you were able to still win the game with everything you said, is that what you meant by when you say it's teams on the rise a little bit, that, you know, it's not really good yet, but it's on the rise?
Well, we have, you know, you look and there's still a lot of, you know, young players playing a lot of football. And, you know, there's, you know, I think three rookies started on offense yesterday. That's a lot, you know. And so I think that's, you know, tells you kind of where you are. With things, and you have to, you know, realize that, you know, three rookies, three second-year players, you know, and your first 12, 13 guys on offense, you know, and then three third-year players. So that's, you know, it's a pretty, you know, it's a group that's still kind of learning to play together and learning to play the game and consistently play the game. You know, defense, you look and you got, you know, you got a little bit of the same with new guys in different spots or guys that haven't been, you know. So we just have to play better.
I don't know if you use the term glee club with the players, but do you think they're getting that message from you and understanding it? And
my message never changes. No, it just becomes a perception around. There's more asked of their time and things like that. And we don't want to change. We're still where we were. We haven't done anything. We have to continue on this march.
You think after the 3-1 start, though, and losing that 4 straight, that kind of hammered the point home about not settling or resting on your laurels too much?
Well, you have to continue to make plays, and that's the key point. You've got to make plays. You've got to make sack fumbles in the fourth quarter. You make an interception to close the game out. So there's some things that way. We drive and get the touchdown to put us ahead instead of kicking a field goal to tie. You know, some things that way are real positives that are important to keep doing. And so those are the positives from yesterday. You know, when you talk about the critical moments of the game there, you know, we overcame a couple of turnovers, giving them the ball. We were able to move the ball. And when we had to punt it even, we were able to punt it down inside the 10-yard line and then hold them to that point and get the ball back at midfield and continue again. Even though they weren't necessarily what we wanted, we were at least controlling and winning that field position battle, which was continuing us, giving us opportunities at points.
I guess, too, what I meant is when you guys were 3-1, you were kind of looked at as the cat's meow and everything was kind of easy, and then you lose 4 straight, so as quickly as you gain it, you lose it.
Well, again, those 3 games, we didn't necessarily play, you know, we had a lot of work, you know, we had a lot of deficiencies in those 3 weeks of winnings. And, you know, we've kind of matured through that now, but now we're in the 4 games. This coming game that obviously is another huge game. We've been on this trend each week, and they understand it, and they have to, you know, get themselves ready to go again, prepared and ready.
All 4 of your sacks ended up having a pivotal role of some type, either getting them disrupted or the last one, I think, it forced a turnover.
Well, again, we had some production that way. We can do a lot better. We need to do a lot better at rushing the quarterback than we did yesterday, and that's going to be important this week and next week, following, you know, as we go out the next 4 weeks. Anything else?
Regarding what happened with Javon Belcher in Kansas City, did you address that with the team at all? Talk to you guys?
I spoke to the team about it Saturday morning, yes.
I don't know, what was your message to them, and how do you address it? Is it something, I don't know if you want to say it happened here, but is it just...
Well, I think anytime anything happens to another NFL club, NFL player, involving a player, coach, et cetera, it touches on someone on your current team or various people. You know, you have players who played with that player in college or on the particular NFL level, and so there's a closeness that way. But I think there's also looked at as this is one of our guys. This is one of our, you know, he's playing for another club, but he's one of a very small select group of people. And my point is that there's a lot of pressures on these players that go unseen and unknown. And when your buddy has certain things weighing on him or whatever, if you feel like you ever, you as the player need to share, don't forget where we are. We're here to help you. And if you as a teammate see somebody else that seems overburdened, let's not let it go unnoticed, and let's make sure we bring it to light, and see if we can, resolve the issue before something like that happens.
Did it almost hit a little closer to home, just because it wasn't that long ago that you guys dealt with what happened with Chris Henry?
Well, I think Chris's unfortunate death was, you know, different circumstances, but.
Still
yeah, but I think, you know, well, we don't, uh, un, for I'm one of, what, 15 guys maybe, other than some of the coaches that were here for that. So most of the rest of the football team was not here. So, you know, so they really don't have a perspective on that.
Just, I know, busy weekend and getting back this morning. Just wonder if you had a chance to catch up with Jim Lippincott after.
I did. I texted him on yesterday morning and told him congratulations. Jay Hayes told me about it Saturday evening, and so that's great for Jim. He'll never quit coaching now. He'll be coaching forever. But that's awesome. It's awesome for the city. It's awesome for Moeller. You know, they are such a storied program for so long, and, you know, and to build the program back up to win a state championship is awesome.